So let's review. The Gemara continues and elaborates on the tale of Eve. The pasuk states, "Vayihi hayoyim v'yavoyu b'nei elikim l'syatziv al Hashem, v'yavoy gam ha'satan b'teichem, v'yomer Hashem al ha'satan me'ayin tavoy." Malachim gathered before Hashem, and Hashem asked the satan, "From where have you come?" The satan responded, "Mishay ta'aretz mishalachba." As the Gemara explains, the satan said, "Ribbono shelam, shatatiti b'chol ha'olam kulay v'lemitzasi neman ka'avdecha Avram. I went around the entire world and did not find a more loyal person than Avram Avinu, as evidenced by that, although he was promised Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, b'shoshle matzah makam likver asara, lahir achemi desecha, when he was forced to pay a steep price to buy a burial plot for Sarah, he did not question your ways." Hashem responded, "Hasamta libcha al avdi Eve, ke'in kamayu ba'aretz. Have you noticed my servant Eve, who is the most pious in the world?" As the Gemara explains, gadol ha'nema b'Eiv, yesem masha nema b'Avram. The praise written of Eve is greater than that of Avram Avinu. Regarding Eve, the pasuk says, "Tam v'yasha b'rei elikim." While regarding Avram, the pasuk says only, "Ki rei elikim ata." The satan responded, "Hachinim yare Eve elikim? Halay ato sachta badli bad beisai." Eve is pious only because he and his family were blessed with great fortune. However, v'ulam shalach no yadcha b'gav b'chol ha'shaloi im loyal penecha yivarchecha. If Eve would be struck with misfortune, he would surely complain. And the Gemara points out, Satan upaninu l'shem shemayim nisgavnu. The Satan had good intentions in wanting to cause Eve to sin, because kiv in the chazal kadosh baruch hu did not deity baster Eve or machas v'shalom min shalil rachmanusid Avram. When he saw that Hashem favors Eve over Avram, he was concerned that perhaps Hashem would forget the great deeds of Avram. Whereupon Hashem told the Satan, "Hine kol ha'shalay biyadecha, rak eilav al tishlach yadcha. You have permission to test Eve, but only with his property, but not by hurting Eve himself." The pasuk relates that the Satan went and destroyed Eve's property, and all his children were killed. When Eve was informed of this, he said, "Arm yitzasi mebeten imi v'arm asher v'shama. Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach yishem Hashem mevayach. Hashem gave me everything, and now Hashem took it back. May Hashem's name be blessed." And mechol zayis lechati Eve v'lo nasan tifla lelekim. With all this misfortune, Eve did not sin and complain. When Hashem praised Eve for withstanding this test, the Satan responded, "Ulam shlach no yadcha b'ga al atzmai ve'el besari, im loyal panecha yivrachecha." This was not personal pain. Therefore, Eve did not complain. If he would be inflicted with personal pain, he would surely complain. Whereupon Hashem told the Satan, "Hine b'yadcha aches nafshei tshamar. You have permission to harm Eve, but you may only harm him, but do not kill him." V'yetzah Satan meis p'nei Hashem b'yaches Eve. Eve was then struck with leprosy from head to toe. And b'chol zayis lechata Eve b'svasav. And Rav explains, "B'svasav lechata b'li b'chata." Eve did not sin with a verbal statement, but he did sin with the following thought. Eretz nasna b'yad rasha. Rav explains, "Bikash Eve lahapach karal piyah." As Marshal explains, Eve denied the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved in every aspect of this world, and he claimed that the Satan is in control of this world. Later on, Eve sinned with the following verbal statements. Al datcha ki lo ersha ve'imiyotcha matzel. Because Eve lifter is kalalim kule min adin, Eve denied the concept of Bechira, free will. He claimed that a Rasha should not be punished for his sins because he was destined to be a Rasha from birth. However, Eve's friends told him that this is not so, because Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara, Bara Lehatara Tavlin. Although Hashem did create the Yetzahara, he created the Torah to help one overcome the Yetzahara. Eve then said, Asher b'shar yishufeinu v'harba pitzichinam. Eve claimed, Ribbono shel Olam, shema ruach sa'ara avru lefanecha, v'neschav locha bein oyev le'iev. Hashem, perhaps a strong wind passed before you, and my name Eev was confused with the word oyev, enemy. And the Gemara relates that Hashem cited several examples of how he created and controls every factor in this world, and everything occurs at its exact moment. We'll use just one example. Hashem said, bein tipa le'tipa le'neschalafli, bein Eev le'oyev neschalafli. Just as every raindrop remains separated from the other, I would certainly not confuse Eev with Oyev. The pasuk continues, V'yishmu shleishes roya Eev, es kala ra hazayis haba alav, v'yivoyu ishmim kaimai, v'yadu yachtav lavu lanu loy lanachmai. Eev had three good friends, and when they heard about his misfortune, they all came to comfort him. And as the Brisa adds, bein kol echad ve'echad sholish meis parsi. They were separated by the great distance of 300 parsa, and even so they all knew of Eve's misfortune, because Kalela Havalahu, they each wore a crown that bore the images of the three others, and when one was in distress, his image became distorted. Or Ilani Havalahu, Bakim the Khamshi Havayadi, they each owned a tree, and when it wilted, they knew that one of them was in distress. Rava adds, "Hayne de amri inshi oy chaver kechaver de'iv oy misusa." People are accustomed to say, if a person does not have good friends like those of Eve, it is better to die. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the pasuk of Hashem Berech as Avram Bakoil. What does the word Bakoil refer to? Remeo Emer, Shalom Hoysele Bas. Avram was blessed with that he had no daughters because, as Rosh Lakish later says, Meriva Ba'al Olam. A woman brings strife to the world, as the Marshal explains, a woman might quarrel with her husband. Vihuda Emer, Shalom Hoysele Bas. Avram was blessed with that he did have a daughter, because as Rabbi Yochanan later says, Revia Baloilam, a woman brings prosperity to the world, as a woman can have children at an earlier age than a man. Acher Maimrim, Bas Hoysalay Lavram, Ubakol Shema. Avram had a daughter whose name was Bakol. Rabbi Loz Hamadoy Aimer is Tagninus Hoysa Belibishal Avram Avinu, Shekol Malchi Mizruchamar of Mashkim Lepischei. Avram was an expert stargazer, and kings from all over would come to him for advice. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi Amar, Even Teva Haisa Tului B'Tzavar Shal Avram Avinu, Shekol Chay L'Haroya Haisa Miyad Misrape. Avram wore a special stone around his neck, and if a sick person looked at the stone, he was immediately healed. U'B'Shosh Nifta Avram Avinu Min Ha'Olam Tala HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Galgal Chama. After Avram's passing, Hashem hung the stone on the sun, and therefore people are accustomed to say, Idli Yema Idli Ketzira. When the sun shines, the sick people feel better. Dav Acher, Shlei Marad Esav B'Yamav. Avram was blessed with that his grandson Esav did not rebel during his lifetime. As the Gemara elaborates that the incident in which Esav sold the Bechira and committed the most severe averus took place immediately after Avram's passing. Tava Acher, Shas Yishmol, Tshuva B'yamav. Avram was blessed with that his son Yishmol repented during his lifetime.